Welcome back to Peggy and Dion on 100.3 HD2, the ESPN Chicago app and ESPN 1000.
Sorry.
We just had our first dump.
Sorry.
And we didn't even know. What's funny is we didn't even know it.
No.
We didn't even know that it was inappropriate. We just kind of rolled through
it.
But Tyler's got our back.
Yeah.
The best.
I'm really sorry.
A Twitch special because it goes over Twitch, but it doesn't go over anywhere else.
Hey, Twitch watchers.
If you tune into Twitch,
you get to hear things that you don't get over the unedited version.
That's part of Crosstalk Unhinged. Have you ever listened
to that?
Peggy and Dion Unhinged. Have you ever listened to Crosstalk Unhinged?
I should be saying yes, right?
You should be, yeah.
No.
Yeah, you should tune in sometimes. Okay. All of it on the ESPN 1000 Chicago app. Is that what it's called? All of it. Our podcasts are on there too.
Oh.
You know, we're like an instant pod. As soon as we're done, you can listen back.
Well, what makes me feel really bad as
ESPN Chicago 1000 app.
Telling the story about my sister-in-law and her run-in with her celebrity run-in with Bill Laimbeer.
Yes.
I feel very bad because when you said, I knew you couldn't say that because my kids are listening.
Uh-huh. Yeah. My kids are listening.
I am so sorry but actually no kids are going to be watching Twitch with their parents, right?
Not so fast.
Come on, Tyler, you're making me feel bad.
When Dion's son was here last week, he told me he watches on Twitch.
He does watch
on
Twitch.
He got a Twitch special there.
He did.
Shout out to Cash.
Hey, Cash.
No, Cash, hey, Auntie Peggy is like Auntie No-No right now, okay? I'm so sorry.
Don't repeat that, son. Oh. I'm sure he giggled.
All right, well, so we're talking about our celebrity run-ins and athlete run-ins, or who's the most famous athlete that you knew growing up or that you've run into, and I had mine with Liam Payne at in Costa Rica from One Direction, and then the greatest athlete that I knew growing up was Gloria Bogacki from Park Ridge. She was a speed skater. We went to high school together. So I want to find out. I want to find what everyone else's run-ins are. Let's go out to Mundelein. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
With Peggy and Dion. Who's your celebrity run-in?
Oh, first, I'd just like to welcome you to ESPN back, Peggy. It's great to see you, or great to hear you again.
Thank you, Jerry. It's fun. 19 years ago, I had a show on Saturdays, and now that my boys, they're going to be 20 years old, it's crazy for me to think that it's been that long, but happy to be here with my friend Dion.
Yeah. I work in a pest control company, and I serviced Brian Urlacher's house.
Oh,
The story of it is...
Who was bugging him?
Oh, my gosh. That was so bad.
And you know what? I hear that all the time.
I'm sure you do. I apologize.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
I know. I'm sorry.
The sad thing about it is I didn't even know who he was because I'm from Michigan.
Oh.
I moved here in 98, and then I found my pest control service in 2002, and then apparently he was already here. And then he called us, and then they sent me over there, and I didn't know who he was for about three or four services.
And then they
all informed me, you're taking good care of him, right? That's embarrassing for me to say. But, yeah, he's a really, really nice guy. I mean, back in the day, we used to call customers to let them know we were on our way or going to his house. He'd always answer his phone, hey, all right, I'll see you there, you know, and not a problem.
Yeah.
But it was just fun. It was fun.
What was the giveaway in his house when you knew that he was somebody famous or important?
Okay, so I was, I was doing his service, and I was walking through his kitchen, and we're in his kitchen area, and his kitchen area was with a phone and a little desk, like, and there was a shelf. Oh my gosh, there was like, I want to say about maybe 400 or 500 football cards there. And they were all of the same person. And then I realized that, hey, that's all him. And I'm going, oh, my God.
Welcome to the show, Jerry.
Yeah, that is funny.
I love it.
That was my first thing. And then I got back to the office. And then they said. And then they go, you didn't know that? I go, no, I didn't know that.
That is classic.
That's great. Brian was always great.
Yeah, he was.
He was intense on the field. He was great. He was good to work with. at the Hall of Fame, I love talking to him when he got into the Hall. That was really cool.
Yeah, I like Brian. He's another good guy.
Great guy.
Let's go out to Darian, and Bilal joins us now. He had a celebrity run-in with, one of the greatest of all time. Wow, Bilal.
Yeah, that's right. So I was fortunate enough with the late, great Muhammad Ali. He typically would come to our Islamic Society of North America convention, which is usually held at McCormick. And this was back in, I want to say it was 98, and my father and I had attended, and in typical, kind of a convention setting, you have, a lot of speakers that come through. And my father and I were sitting in the front row, and in comes, Muhammad Ali with his doctor at the time. And, he just kind of walks through the aisle and sits literally right next to me. I got a, just chance to shake his hand. And it was, we were kind of in awe at the same time, but at the same time, we were just, just being his company, being his presence, it was kind of a miraculous, if you will. And then he could still speak a little bit at that time. Mm-hmm. So he did actually walk up to the podium with his doctor and actually, just maybe it was 30 seconds, not even a minute long, able to speak a little bit. So got to see him there as well, too. And yeah, so that was my brief interaction, but just, having the greatest of all, coming down the aisle, sit right next to me was just, and at that time, I was early in college, so this was 98. It's not like you have cell phones or anything like that to be able to kind of snap a picture and I just saw the moment, if you will, just took it in. But yeah, that was my interaction. It's something that I still to this day just, remember it very clearly.
Muhammad Ali was my favorite athlete when I was growing up. My favorite. And when I did a story on him, he was in town doing a story on Parkinson's. He was doing some kind of seminars with his doctor. And he was no longer to speak, able to speak at that time. Yeah. I had to do a story on him. And it's the only time I was tongue-tied.
Really?
I was nervous.
Yeah.
Because he was my childhood hero. I just thought the world of him. And here's a little known fact. Last time I worked at ESPN Chicago, his daughter Rashida Ali worked at the station. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. She worked here at the station.
Wow.
So.
That's really cool. I love, Bilal, that you kind of experienced that moment. I feel like so much now we want to whip out our phones and look at it through a camera. And like sometimes you just want to stop and say, no, I'm just going to take this cool moment in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Something that my dad and I still kind of live to this day. And it's an honor that we got to be able to live that with him. So it was quick few minutes, but it definitely lasted a lifetime.
That is awesome. I love that. Thanks for sharing.
Absolutely.
That's really cool.
Michael Jordan used to always tell people when they would stop him on the golf course, he would say, a handshake is better than an autograph or a picture.
It's true.
If you actually exchange words that are meaningful and you shake that person's hand, that celebrity's hand, you'll remember that more than.
Yes, because you can throw an autograph away. But that moment, like nobody can take that from him. That's so cool. I remember when the Cubs were at the White House with Barack Obama was there. And I remember that room was so full of people and everybody holding up their phone. And I consciously put mine away because I didn't want to forget what that looked like and felt like. I didn't even remember it through a video on my phone. Sure, I took tons of pictures and I took videos and whatever, but I didn't feel the need to put that out. I was like, no, this is pretty amazing what's happening right here. And it was such a long time coming. It was just one of those things that no one can take away.
Pretty cool. Let's go out to Yorkville where Skip joins Peggy and Dion ESPN 1000 Chicago. Skip, who's your celebrity run-in?
How are we?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you very much. This country boy has been very fortunate and has met and hung out with a lot of people. Grew up, played football, elementary school, middle school with Don Beebe.
Oh, sure.
Wow.
Yep, former Bills wide receiver.
Former Bills wide receiver. He's back in the neighborhood, and we're still here. Still talk to him all the time, play golf with him all the time.
I think, does he still run a speed training program?
Yep.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, and he's also, he just took on the Aurora University head football coach.
Oh, 2 years ago. Had no idea.
Yeah,
That's an interesting story.
Yep. So he's in the neighborhood and went from Community Christian or Christian Academy in Aurora to Aurora University and has been there and is doing very well.
It sounds like you've met others. Who else?
Oh, I have. I've met quite a few others. Well, and then, of course, when he was with the Bills, you know, met the Bills, you know, multiple Super Bowls. You know, moving on from there, when I got out of the Air Force, I actually lived in Minneapolis, and my best friend was a radio personality at a station there and did shows at First Avenue.
Cool.
In Minneapolis.
Love it.
Which is, if people know, Prince's Club, or it was Prince's Club.
Yeah. Did you ever meet Prince?
I used to hang out with him in the VIP section.
Stop it.
Come on.
You should have, no offense to Don Beebe, but you should have led with that.
Well, I'm trying to do it chronologically here.
All right, you got to make it quick because we're hitting the next break. So who's the next of all of yours?
Just the last one is Julian Jumpin' Perez when I moved back to Illinois.
Do I know who that is?
I don't.
Who is that?
Okay, that's a B9.
That's a radio person.
B96 radio personality back in the 80s.
Got it.
Got you.
Got it.
Yep, that's awesome.
All righty. Thank you, ladies.
Got to walk and skip shoes a little bit. He's like rubbing elbows.
My goodness.
With Prince. Okay, you're right. He totally buried the lead there. Sonny Don Beebe. I mean, I know you are everything out in Aurora, but... Holy cow.
Wow.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. That's great. All right. We do have to take a break, but we've got more calls on there. We want to hear more about your celebrity encounters. 312-332-3776. She's Peggy. I'm Dion. We'll be right back.
Follow Chicago's Home for Sports on Instagram at ESPN_Chicago.
Okay, we're all in. Thank you.
Now back to Peggy and Dion.
This is ESPN 1000.
I love looking at Twitter. Not really. So love that Ro sends us both a message and it's what? No camo? Come on, Peggy. It's camo Saturday.
Right? It should be. I've got my plaid though on.
My bag is camouflage. Country.
It's always camo.
And William, I'm so sorry, William. He says ESPN 1000 is turning into a joke. I thought this was a sports radio show. Turning this off.
We've already been dumped once, Peggy. Okay, be careful.
No cares about One Direction. What in the hell is this? No morning show and nothing noon to two. Talk sports. Danny should be fired now.
Danny should not be fired because he had more thoughts.
He had to follow it up with another one. Pull the plug on this awful show. They never talk sports. I listen to sports radio to get away from the girl gossip. You replaced two respectful hosts for this. I am beyond pissed.
I'm sorry, William.
Danny, get fired.
William has a lot of animosity.
Yeah. Can we buy you breakfast?
Unnecessary. Right. Yeah. You need a sandwich, buddy. Just chill out. Yeah. Let's take a breath. It's not that deep, dude. Not that deep.
Seriously. It's a Saturday morning, okay? A lot of us have already talked about everything that was going on, and you know, we're sprinkling it in here and there. So, and we just appreciate everyone who is joining us and listening to Peggy and Dion here on ESPN 1000 in Chicago. Saturdays from 11 to 1. And
yes.
We have our phone lines are full. So let's go right back out because we were talking about celebrity sightings and my run-in with Liam Payne, who... Here, William, here's your sports part of it. He likes to play golf, okay? And that's what we were talking about. We were talking about golf, all right?
We were.
Oh, my Lord.
Let's go out to Mike, who's been very patient in Virginia Beach. Hey, Mike.
Thanks for holding, Mike.
I'm enjoying the show.
Thank you.
One of my favorite topics is celebrity.
Oh, good.
Yeah. One reason is because I've been in limousines since 1981, but I chose a different topic. Now, I did run in with Muhammad Ali. My dad was a media guru, so he's interviewed him 3 times.
Wow, that's nice.
But we were talking about women, so I thought I'd stick in the Olympics as well, so I thought I'd stick with my group, which is I had intimate competitions with the ODU women that did not get to go to the Olympics in 1980, including Marianne Stanley was coaching them.
Ignis and, of course,
Nancy Lieberman. So that was a lot of fun.
Wow. Talking about Old Dominion. That was 1980, the Carter boycott. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's correct. I'll leave you with this, though. This is the, one of the reasons that I chose that one over my Muhammad Ali and my dad thing, is because I had Ing Nissen decided that she wanted to play me one-on-one, and so we did. Now, I didn't have a problem shutting her out.
Oh.
But at the end of the game, I turned to my friend. I said, man, of course, you know I was bleeding. But I had to admit that this is better than sex.
Oh! I'm not sure if maybe Mike needs to get out to a little bit more. Or if
she was 6'5", I was 6'1", and we had a good time, but she was not happy.
Ooh, I love it.
Oh, my gosh.
That was fabulous.
Well,
Mike,
thank you very much, ladies.
Thanks,
oh, Mike. That was worth the wait. That was fun.
That was definitely worth the wait. And I like the fact that he's allowed to say that.
Right.
But I can't talk. Never mind.
No, let's not go backwards.
Right.
Moving forward, Peg. Learn and move on. Let's go out to Bob in Naperville. Hey, Bob.
Oh.
Hi. Can you tell us about your oh, you're so sweet. You want to tell us about your celebrity sighting interaction?
Yeah, I ran into Eddie Olczyk back in when he was a rookie, and I was at the stadium a couple of days before that, and I seen one of the rookies get in a fight, and I was in Orland at one of the sports stores there, and I seen a kid with a black eye, and I was with somebody. It's like, I think that's that rookie for the Hawks, and we went over and talked to him, and it was him. He was the nicest guy in the world. Eddie is still exactly like that to this day.
Yeah. So great.
That is so great. So true. He's very approachable. He's a neighborhood guy. You know, listen, when I believe he grew up, or he was born in like the Park Ridge area and then moved to the Orland area, I think in high school. So you know, he's both north side and south side.
Yeah.
So just a great guy. Truly, truly. Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
That's
on that
really
one.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thanks,
somebody
Bob.
Somebody tried to jump at him back when he was a rookie, and he stood his ground for a young kid.
No, that's awesome. That's awesome, Bob. Thanks so much. Let's move now to Cindy.
Crest Hill.
I'm looking over the,
I know,
over
I
the
can
computer.
See,
where's she from?
I can see Crest
Cindy
Hill.
And Crest Hill.
And you can see Cindy.
I can see Cindy. Hey, Cindy, how are you?
I am very good. Thank you.
Who was your run-in? Who was your celebrity run-in or encounter?
Mario Andretti, the IndyCar racer back in, probably now it's been 30 years ago.
Ooh.
At the Michigan 500 race.
And was it just hey, there's Mario Andretti, or was it more to it?
More to it. So I had been at my in-laws' pool the day before. I'm a redhead, light skin. I had been just fried, so sunburned. And everybody else had gone to their seats. My ex-husband gave me my ticket and said, I'm not waiting. The start of the race is going. Find your way to your seat. And I was looking for a long sleeve shirt so I could cover myself up. And I walked up to the stand there, trying to find a shirt, got one, waiting to pay. And a gentleman said, hey, would you like that signed? And I'm like, I know that voice from all the interviews. And there was Mario with his marker, and he signed my shirt. I paid for the shirt, put it on, never washed it, got back to the stands, showed everybody what they missed out on, and enjoyed the race. So,
oh, I love
that's
it.
Cool. Great
story.
It was
very brief, but it was so worth it because I was such a huge fan of IndyCar racing at the time.
I love it. That's a good one. That's a good one.
And at
Thank
the
you.
End, regarding the end of the Super Bowl, I had to watch the game through my fingers as though you would watch it through a horror movie because I was rooting for the underdog as I usually do.
Yeah.
And with all the penalties at the end, I just couldn't watch it full on, and very sad that they lost, but hoping for better years for them.
Oh, definitely.
I love it.
Thank
I love
you.
Your passion, Cindy. Thanks. Oh my gosh,
that's great.
That's funny.
Very funny.
We just had this conversation last week about Mario Andretti. When he first started was Mario Andretti, and same thing, Mario Lemieux.
Yes.
And then people started calling him Mario Lemieux. So it's stupid. I know, very stupid little niche
but
a lot of people, it's, you know, is it the Italian pronunciation? Do we Americanize it? But
I've always said Mario Andretti.
Well, is that wrong? I believe someone told me that when he first started, he was Mario.
Mario.
Yeah. Anyways, let's go out to Schaumburg and keep going out to the phone lines, asking you who your celebrity encounters were. A lot of them are athletes, which is really kind of cool.
That is cool.
Let's go out to Sean in Schaumburg and find out who Sean's celebrity encounter was.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, ladies. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. So, yeah, actually, my story is two different athletes that I met. And surprisingly, they were both on dates that I was actually on when I met them. So the first one actually goes back to October 2013, the end of my dates going on. And all of a sudden, I kind of turn to my left, and I'm like, oh, my God. And I had to double take, and I just told my date, hey, go ahead, walk ahead. And I went up to the table where this person was, and I just said, excuse me, I don't mean to interrupt. I'm like, I just have to shake this man's hand. And I said, you know, thank you for my entire childhood. So, and I said, you know, again, apologies for the interruption. You know, have a great dinner. So I go back over to my date.
Wait, was it your dad?
Who was it?
Who was you? Yeah, he's leading up to it. Can you tell us where you were at?
Go, Sean, go. The edge of my seat right now.
I was at Hub 51.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So I go up to my date who had just moved to Chicago, and she, like, was from, like, middle of nowhere, Missouri. And I go, sorry about that. She goes, why? Who was that? I go, oh, that was Scottie Pippen. And she goes, wait, what? And I go, yeah, that was Scottie Pippen. She goes, okay, I know that name now. So that was the famous bull that I met. And then in November 19, I was on another date, different person, and she had gone to the restroom, and this woman had been yelling my name for an hour, apparently, that was sitting at another table, and it was a friend of my sister's. And these two guys were like, oh, we thought she was crazy that she was just yelling some random person's name. So I turn, I see the one guy, and then I turn further to the left, and it's Frank Thomas.
Oh.
And I end up talking to Frank for about an hour then, and he goes, "What? Like,
that's
is
awesome.
That your girlfriend?" I'm like, oh, it was a first date. Well, there's a little bit more to this. So I told him a story of how I met him actually years earlier, and I'll actually retweet this to you both. I met Frank Thomas when I was 9 years old, 3 weeks after his call-up. I have an autographed hat and the actual ticket stub from when I met him, and
that's
I tweeted
cool.
it out 30 years from the day that I met him, and I tagged him on and everything, and I think it got like 12,000 views on Twitter or what have you, but those are the two most famous people that I've met in person. So,
Sean,
that's fun.
I think you better not get married because these dates
keep leading you to these celebrities.
you may not run into them.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. Like, my grandfather's really close friends with Marv Levy. Surprisingly, I've never met him. And then when my really close friend was playing in the minors for the Dodgers, Ron Coomer actually was on a rehab assignment with the Dodgers, and we hung out with him for, like, 6 hours, and we were drinking with him at, like, one of the houses in Vero Beach. So
that sounds about right.
It's crazy who you meet.
That's awesome, Sean. I love it. Great story. Love Coom.
I know.
That's fun. Man,
I know.
He's great.
That's pretty. I love when he says Hub 51. I'm like, it's going to be an athlete.
Yeah, totally.
It's definitely going to be an
athlete.
Totally,
totally. Let's go out to Jim in Chicago Heights. Hey, Jim.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I graduated in 67. That's how old I am.
That's all right.
At the 10-year reunion, I see this guy, and I know him. He was in my homeroom. A bunch of girls are around him. All of a sudden, my wife gets up. I go, where are you going? I'm going to go see Brian Kerwin. I go, who's he? How do you know him? Oh, he's a soap opera star.
Come on.
So he was in jeans and a T-shirt. Everybody else is dressed up, you know, trying to put on the show. He ends up in the movies, Murphy's Romance with Sally Fields and James Gardner. He was a third guy. And he's also in Sheriff Lobo. That's probably dating you girls.
What? Oh, I see him. We are literally Googling right now.
I know. I'm trying to figure out who he is. What high school was it? What school did you go to with him?
Yeah, he's from Chicago.
Oh, Homewood Flossmoor.
Homewood Flossmoor, yeah.
Wow.
There he is. I see him.
That is
crazy.
That's a good one.
That is good.
I love how all the women wanted to go meet him once he was, you know,
a famous
and actor. And
actually, in school, I don't even think he dated.
Uh-uh. That's funny. And then he was a soap opera star.
He was serious to his craft. Yeah. Very serious.
Jim,
wow,
thank
he is
you.
Quite an
That's
IM,
a good one.
IMDB.
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 Yeah, I can say
yes,
it.
Yes, sorry.
That's fascinating. Well, that's a new one I hadn't known.
All right, Peter, Andy, Joe, and James, you guys stay on the phone lines. I know everyone has some good run-ins with some athletes and celebrities after hearing my story with One Direction in Costa Rica. So we want to hear more of your stories at 312-332-3776. Check us out on twitch.tv/ESPN 1000 Chicago as well. And you can listen on ESPN 1000, 100.3 HD2, and the ESPN Chicago app. It's Peggy and Dion.
Follow Chicago's home for sports on Twitter at ESPN 1000.
This is Peggy and Dion.
ESPN 1000.
Dippity. You can go with this or you can go with that. I'm Peggy Kaczynski. She's
and
Dion,
I'm Dion Miller.
Miller. She's ABC 7. I used to be NBC Chicago and the old AM 1000 days.
Wow.
ESPN Radio as well. So
and now we're here.
I love it. Saturdays, 11 to 1.
So much fun. It gets my day started.
We're talking about these celebrity run-ins. And the reason was because I ran into Liam Payne, had a golf conversation with him.
I don't even know what he looks like.
And
I don't even know what he looks like. I have to look him up.
You do have to look him up. Everyone told me he's the guy from One Direction that no one really knows. But others told me, he's got great vocals.
I wouldn't have known.
Okay. So I have to ask you now, we're going to go back to the phone lines because people are telling us about their athlete and celebrity run-ins. But the whole term of a celebrity, like at the NBA All-Star Weekend.
Yeah.
Who played in the All-Star celebrity game. I'm going to read some names
to you.
I want you to tell me who they are. Okay.
Okay.
Jimmy Allen.
Nothing.
Okay. He's a singer, I guess. Brittany Elena.
Yep. Still nothing.
Okay. Host, actress, athlete, and model.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Annual A.A.
What?
He's a rapper, I guess.
No, nothing.
Kane Brown.
Still no.
Singer-songwriter.
Kane Brown, I think, is the most famous of the ones you've listed so far.
Oh, no.
Kane Brown. What?
Really?
Singer?
Yeah. Kane Brown
country
is...
Singer?
He's a country singer.
Okay.
Machine Gun Kelly?
I do know who Machine Gun Kelly is.
Yeah. Really? Name a song.
No, not that. I just know of Machine Gun Kelly.
But these are like...
Wait,
isn't
Machine Gun Kelly Megan Fox?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. There we go. See?
Beyonce,
look
yep.
at me.
Oh, really?
Pop culture.
Well,
keep it going,
the MVP was... Alex Toussaint.
Yes, my boy from Peloton.
Yes, he's a Peloton instructor.
Peloton instructor. He is the intense. He's really, really good.
Okay. Oh, Tiffany Haddish. I know Tiffany Haddish.
Yeah,
I'm looking on there.
Same.
I didn't realize that she played. I like her. She's funny. You guys have a lot of celebrity
run-ins. So I
didn't
do so bad.
No, you.
I knew two out of.
I didn't get 16 through the whole,
or whatever.
Yeah, I only read like six of them, and you knew two of them.
I think part of the problem too is that the game is in Cleveland. And what they try to do with the celebrity game is give it a little bit of a Cleveland flair.
Right.
How many celebrities do you know come from Cleveland?
Not that many.
Exactly. So I've got
Drew
the list of Chicago, when Chicago hosted the All-Star game.
Yeah.
Here's the celebrity list, all
okay,
right?
Go.
A little bit better. Chance the Rapper.
Yep. Yeah.
Quavo.
Got me.
Don't know Quavo.
Is it? Know. Should I?
Okay.
Hip-hop?
Hip-hop, yep.
Isn't that tequila?
One of the Migos.
Isn't that tequila?
Migos.
Quavo?
Okay, yeah.
Let's see here. Taylor Bennett, who is Chance
His
the Rapper's brother. Yep.
I knew that. Younger brother.
I didn't know that.
LaRoyce Hawkins.
Yes. Wait, is LaRoyce Hawkins the former White Sox? No.
No, that's LaTroy Hawkins.
LaTroy Hawkins.
LaRoyce Hawkins is an actor on Chicago PD.
Him. I like him.
I don't know him.
Yes.
Spice Adams.
Of course.
Yes.
Asia Wilson. Yeah. She's a WNBA player.
Yeah. Yeah.
Common.
Yeah. Yep.
Kane Brown also played in this one.
Oh, wow.
Quentin Richardson.
Yeah.
Okay.
Q.
Hannibal Buress. Bad Bunny. So there's a lot more.
Was she a Playboy? Bad Bunny? Was she a Playboy?
No, that's a rapper.
Okay. Yeah. Of course.
Of course it is.
We better get back out to the phone lines because we don't know who these people are.
Look at Kane Brown, though. Two NBA All-Star games?
Yeah. Look at him.
Good for him.
Let's go to Lombard. Peter has been on callers because otherwise we're really going to sound like idiots not knowing who any of these celebrities are. But, you know, our definition of celebrity does change.
It changes, yeah.
So it's interesting. Peter, who was your celebrity run-in with?
Well, first thing I want to say, I think you guys need to change your name. Your guys' name should be like the Charlie's Angels.
Oh, that's lovely. Show. Right.
And then another thing, before I get my celebrity, I think 2 weeks ago, and I always like to pay respect to cougars or mountain lions. Then one of you guys said you was a cougar, that your husband is younger than you or something like that, like 2 weeks ago.
Why, Peter, that would be me.
Okay,
yes, Peter.
I'm proud of you. I am so happy for you. My first girlfriend. I'm serious because my first ever girlfriend, I know this is going to be really embarrassing. I was 16. She was 34.
Oh, hello. Whoa. I'm not sure that's legal. Peter.
Well, at the time, my mother wanted to file charges, but then they end up becoming the best of friends.
We're both speechless.
If you saw us on Twitch right there, I think our mouths are like hanging open.
Wow. 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 Peter.
But
tell us.
The lady that I met, I was working at Lord & Taylor out in Northbrook Court. That was my first ever job.
Okay.
And I was a prep cook. They had a restaurant inside the store. So I came out onto the floor, and Michael Jordan was walking through the man's department shopping. Now, this is his second year. That's the year he hurt himself.
Wow.
And I came up to him, and he was like, hey, you know, he was really nice. And I said, can I get your autographs? He said, sure. I said, I don't have a pen or anything. I said, can I go back and get a pen or a pencil? He said, sure, but let me tell you one thing. He said, if you bring anyone else out with you, you don't get this autograph.
That sounds like Michael.
Really?
Yeah.
He said, you don't get this autograph. He said, so come back by yourself, and I will write anything you want me to write. But if you bring anybody else out, is over with.
Oh, wow.
But I just want to say thank you to you guys because you made me feel so much better about having a cougar at a young age. When I heard your story,
Did we make you feel better? Oh, boy. Listen. Yeah.
Peter, I can't quite get over that one. That was really
Peter, the one detail I left out is that my husband's blind. So that was
Stop it. Stop it.
All right, Peter, thank you. Let's keep going on the phone lines. Let's go out to Oak Forest where Joe has been patiently waiting for us. Hi, Joe.
Hey, happy Saturday.
Thanks.
Same to you.
So, Peggy, first of all, I love your name. My great-grandma had the same name. It's old-school name. Super big fan. Every time I hear it, I smile.
Awesome. Thank you.
When my parents got divorced when we were little, we moved to Bourbonnais. And we were at a mall out there. And me and my brother loved WWF wrestling, WWE, what it is now. But Bill Goldberg was there signing autographs. So we went up to him, and I mean, he's got two little boys in his face, and we're all,
is that the wrestler, Goldberg?
Yeah, and he's huge. This guy's trapped for, like, mountains.
Yep.
And I think he played football for a little bit, too. But, so we're talking to him, and he was so cool. He actually got up with us, and he picked me up in the air to, like, because he would do his finishing move where he would pick a guy up above his head, and he'd hold him there, and then he'd do, like, a body slam to him. But he did it to me, and he picked me up in the air, and my mom's got pictures of me up in the air, and my brother standing there, like, holding the guy's leg. But it was such a cool experience, and he's, like, the meanest guy in the ring, but he was the biggest sweetheart, such a nice guy. And, it was just some of those wrestlers, you forget about them, you know, with the celebrity talk and the athlete talk. And, I mean, I'm not as big as a fan now, but it was an awesome experience, and he made it super cool.
That is cool.
I love how everyone's telling their stories too.
I know.
Because you can tell how big of a moment it is for everyone.
Yes.
Joe, that was good. Thank you. Our phone lines are absolutely jam packed, so we want to try to get all of you guys in before we leave at the top of the hour. St. Charles, it's Andy.
Yeah,
Andy, you're on with Dion and Peggy.
How you doing, ladies?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, so I was in Nashville Airport traveling one time, bump into Eddie George going through security. We started talking. It was after his playing days. He was actually going for his MBA at Northwestern at the time, but he was flying to L.A. And we're walking and talking. I was with a coworker. And we get all the way to our gate, and all of a sudden he goes, what gate are we at? And I said it, and he goes, oh, shoot, I'm in the other terminal.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, he got all the way to our gate before he really realized.
That's a good conversation.
Yeah, good conversation, yeah.
Wow. Isn't he doing acting now, Eddie George?
He is. He was here on Broadway. That's where I met him a couple years ago. He did a story on Broadway here.
Yeah.
Or a show on Broadway here.
Oh, that's good. Andy, nice one. Eddie George, that's a good one.
Real quick, one other one that you'll probably appreciate more is I was taking a red eye home from the West Coast somewhere. This woman, like, when I got moved up to first class, this woman, like, fell asleep kind of on my shoulder. But it's first class, so she's not that close or anything. And I'm like, who's this woman falling asleep on me and everything? We land, and we're getting off the plane, and someone behind us goes, excuse me, are you Mandy Moore? And she's like, oh, yes, I am.
Come on.
My wife doesn't like that story so much.
But. Oh, my gosh.
No way.
Come on.
I love
it
her.
It was right when she kind of, like, was ending her music career and was starting to act a little bit. Yeah. I didn't know who she was.
So. Oh, that's I'm a even big fan of Mandy Moore. That's asleep fantastic. On your shoulder.
No doubt. She was clearly very comfortable in your presence.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Thank you, Andy. Let's keep going out to James.
Next?
James joining us from Lindenhurst. Hi, James.
Hi, good morning. Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
Hi. My story, I was in Spain, in Zaragoza, Spain, around, I think it was in like 91, 90, 92, apparently.
Ooh, Barcelona Olympics.
Exactly. And I was in Zaragoza to see the Croatians against somebody else, Serbians or whoever it was.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Tony Kukoc, and he was on the Croatian team, and Sabonis, I think his name was, yep. The big guy. He was on
Arturo
that team.
Sabonis, so, I think. Yeah.
Exactly. So I go to this game. There's nobody there. I sit in, like, second row, whatever. It's great. And then I go back to the train station to head back to Madrid, where my school was. And I see this really big African-American guy in front of the line. He's having trouble buying the tickets he wants to buy. And I knew Spanish, and so I said, can I help you out? And I helped him out. And he said, oh, thanks so much. He said, where are you going? I said, I'm going to Madrid, too. And he said, okay, I'll buy your ticket. So I thought, okay, cool. And then we start talking, and he was Butch Carter. I don't know if you remember Butch Carter. He was an assistant for the Bucks at the time.
Yeah.
He later became the Raptors head coach.
Yes, yes.
He had some other issues after that, but he was an awesome guy. We sat together for those, I don't know, 3 hours talking, and he ended up kind of like Peggy's earlier story about the boy band guy. I forget his name. Sorry, I don't know him either. But Butch was awesome. He ended up. We stayed in touch, and he got me floor tickets for a Bucks game. And he also later got me tickets at the old stadium for a Bulls Bucks game again. So we stayed in touch after that. So
that's cool.
It was kind of nice.
It pays to be nice when you meet them. It pays to be nice. I love it. That's a good story, James. Thank you.
No, thank you.
All right, where do we go next? Elmwood Park? Is that our next?
We might have to take a break, Peg.
Oh, are we at zero?
We're at zero
again. Oh, Andy, hang on. I know you're going to be up next with us, and then we're going to wrap things up. So
man, this show flies by.
Get your stories ready nice and quickly, and then when we come back, we're going to get right back to you here on ESPN 1000.
Live stream ESPN 1000 or take a listen to our other shows on demand. It's the ESPN Chicago app.
This is Peggy and Dion.
ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
Peggy, we got some breaking news.
Oh, some sports news.
Some sports news. The Steelers have named Brian Flores as their senior defensive assistant / linebackers coach.
Wow.
Which is surprising. Now, I think he should be a head coach for sure.
Right.
But the fact that he's suing the NFL and still got a job is pretty telling.
I love the fact that the Steelers did it.
I do too.
Because everyone thought that, many, many people thought that he would be blackballed. And
yes.
He even acknowledged that by coming forward with lawsuit that he knew that he would never work again.
It meant that much to him that he was willing to sacrifice his career if he needed to. But look at him getting a job.
Well, and the Rooney family is also, I think that's great.
I think it's great, too.
Wow. That's
interesting.
Good.
Yeah.
All right, we're talking about celebrity sightings. We have 7 minutes left in the show, so we're going to try to get you guys in, get your stories in quickly, because they're really funny and they're really good.
They're really great. Where are we going first?
Let's go to Elmwood
Park. Andy and Elmwood Park.
Yep. Hey, Andy, thank you for holding. You're on with Peggy and Deanne.
Good afternoon, ladies. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
I'll try to be brief here. My story happened on the 4th of July in 1990. And I've met a few athletes throughout the years, but this happens to be playing softball with the cast and crew of a baseball movie. It's a non-Kevin Costner baseball movie, A League of Their Own.
Mm-hmm. Great movie.
Yeah, at Comiskey Park. And, Tom Hanks was there, and Penny Marshall was there, and Gina Davis was there, and Madonna was there, and most everybody was really, really nice. And I accidentally got invited to this because a friend of mine who's a carpenter happened to get a job building stage sets for the for the film.
Yeah.
And the good part about it is my girlfriend blew me off for the 4th of July party because we had a spat, and I just happened to be sitting at the local gin mill, and a friend came in and says, "What are you doing tomorrow? We got an extra ticket." So I ended up going down there, and we played three-inning softball games. Tom Hanks was pitching.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I had a double off him, and I stood in the second base, and he goes safe.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm a solid White Sox fan, so batting at home plate in Comiskey Park, the new one, just my adrenaline was flowing. It was just very exciting, and I just thought I'd share that. And, everybody pretty much was really nice, except Madonna was like a little snooty. I didn't try to talk to her. The girls that we were trying to talk to her, and she wouldn't give them the time of day.
Wow.
But Penny Marshall, Tom Hanks was like one of the guys.
Great.
Just joking. He was with his son, I think Colin, the oldest one at the time. And it was real young at the time. It was 1990. But it was one of my favorite experiences in life.
I can imagine. That's pretty cool. Thanks so much, Andy. We're going to move on real quick because we're running low on time. Brian in Geneva. Brian, what do you got for us? Quickly.
Hi, girls. It was my senior year prom, and we were going up to the wilderness in Wisconsin.
Uh-huh.
And we were driving up. We stopped at a strip mall, and it was like me and my four buddies. And we're going in looking at like shoes or whatnot, and then we see this tall dude with dreads. And it was Waka Flocka.
Where was he performing that he was there?
Yes, I know. We should have had him at our condo. That would have been awesome. But a little private show. So we were freaking out because we like figured it out as him. So we literally were too afraid to go up and get a picture at first. So we literally walked out of the mall. And we're like, guys, what are we doing? We got to get up to a picture with him. And so we manned up, and then we got there. And he's, like, a huge dude. He's, like, 6'5".
Yeah.
So we're just, like, a bunch of little high schoolers asking for, like, a picture, and we got a picture with him. It was really funny.
That's awesome.
Oh, that is a good one.
I love it, Brian. Thanks for sharing. We are getting down to it. I think we only have, like, a minute and a half left here, Peg. Great show.
I know. What do we have? What's going on this week?
Well, today on ABC7, we've got a lot of NBA All-Star coverage.
Right.
Zach LaVine, DeMar DeRozan is there. We'll talk, I'm sure, about Ayo Dosunmu's performance last night in the Rising Stars game. Plenty to talk about there. College basketball. It's a busy day. It's a busy day.
Baseball, labor talks. Hopefully they're going to do something this week.
Figure something out. I have withdrawal. Peggy, I hear you're not going to be here next week. I shouldn't laugh. You're just busy. It's
I'm
fine.
Like the Paul Conrad of radio.
Popping in and out.
Channel 9.
But that is okay.
Show. Yeah,
that is
right?
Okay.
No, because when I was hired, I have kids that we have spring break trips that we had planned. Yeah. I had the wedding in Costa Rica last week with our friends. I just had a couple of things that were planned. And, Danny, I said, Danny, why don't we start the show in, like April or May? And I'm much more available.
He's like, next week.
So I'm sorry, you guys, but honestly, and thank you guys for hanging with us as Dion and I. We're good friends. We were competitors back in the day, but we love when we get together because it's not nonstop chattering.
Chit-chat, yes.
And
it's awesome.
We are just happy that you guys are joining us for our 2 hours on Saturdays so that we can catch up and spread the word when you're doing your errands, taking your kids around, just hit us up here on ESPN 1000. Because
say hi to us. We love it.
We're happy to be here.
I will be here. Peggy will fit us in when she can.
Yeah, you know what? Some of us are a little busy, all right?
Oh, my gosh. Have a great weekend, you guys.
So
she's
long.
Peggy. I'm Dion. We'll talk to you next time.